Hello again, this is Dave, and this is HPR for Friday, July the 25th, I think, episode 140-something. And this is coming to you from the Honda Civic, so there'll be a little bit of road noise. If you've not heard one of my pieces of audio before, there may be some road noise. But today I wanted to talk about some community-related things. This is rather impromptu, so I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to say, but it's something I feel relatively strongly about, so maybe it'll be entertaining, maybe not all that intelligent, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, last year I went to the Ohio Linux Fest. This was September, and This year they're having another Ohio Linux Fest, and it is the sixth or seventh one. I guess it'll be the sixth Ohio Linux Fest, and this year is October the 11th in Columbus, Ohio. Registration, as far as I know, is $65, and it is voluntary. You can show up and go to the event for free, I think, or you can pay $65 and, you know, get like a T-shirt or something. I highly recommend anyone who is at all interested in Linux, who is new to the community, the Linux and open source software community, who is a veteran of that community, anybody who cares about Linux or free and open source software, I encourage you to go to the Ohio Linux Fest. I went last year. Let me back up a little bit. I've been using Linux for, I don't know, 13, 14 years. And for a long time, I was not very, I don't want to use the word confident, but I wasn't quite sure that I fit in the Linux community, mainly because, you know, I knew I liked computers, and I knew that I was obsessed about them and lived on one. But I wasn't, I didn't work in the IT field. I didn't have a degree in computer science. I wasn't a programmer. And I had a Linux web page. I've had one for a long time. But I really didn't feel like, and I'm an introvert by nature, so I should say that too. And I was a member of my LUG. I attended some LUG meetings. But I never really felt like I had a right to participate. I don't know if that was the culture of the day. I do remember when I first started using Linux, I was subscribed to the Red Hat mailing list, and there was, it seemed to me, looking back on it now, a little bit more prevalent was the attitude, you know, the RTFM attitude, or the elitism attitude, possibly. I don't know if it was that. I'm not easily intimidated. But on the other hand, like I said, I am at heart an introvert. But I never really felt like I had anything to say, or that I was really part of the community. I wanted to be part of the community, but I didn't feel qualified, I guess is what I was, was the root of the feeling I was having. Like I said, I attended the LUG because I ate this stuff up. I really enjoyed Linux. I enjoyed hearing other people talk about Linux. I tried to participate and occasionally felt stupid when I did so. I was active on the mailing list. Like I attended the meetings, but I really sort of felt like an outsider. And I went to, I remember that there was the Atlanta Linux Enthusiast Showcase or something like that, Atlanta Area Linux Showcase or something. It was in the late 90s, before the dot-com bubble burst and before it got a little big and became Linux World and moved out west. And I attended like three of those and enjoyed myself tremendously. But the whole time I was there, I didn't know anybody, and I didn't feel like the community was necessarily reaching out to me as a not a novice user. I'd been using Linux for a while even then, but as, you know, I guess an introverted, not very confident Linux user, someone who felt like an outsider. I didn't really get the impression that my presence was, I don't want to say needed or wanted, but it was just overlooked. Not overlooked's a bad term too. I just didn't feel part of the community, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And this, a lot of this may have to do with me versus the community, but I'm thinking at the time that it was, you know, some parts of both. But anyway, for whatever reason, in 95, I decided to start a podcast.
He meant to say 2005, not 95. He started a podcast in 2005.
And I started podcasting. And it was really, you know, I guess I was sort of raised to not really care what people thought about me. So I was just going to do this podcast because I like to talk about Linux. And because, well, I had some prior experience podcasting sermons for my church, just taking pre-recorded content and making it available on the internet. And I thought, this is fun. This is great. I enjoy doing this. There's an audience out there. And I thought, well, you know, why not do this, you know, with Linux? I enjoy talking about Linux. If nothing else, I'm passionate about it because I care about Linux. And maybe if I talk about Linux and record it and make a podcast out of it, people will listen. And they did. You know, not in huge numbers. I'm not, by any stretch of imagination, going to say that I've become a success or anything like that, because that's the furthest thing from the truth. But last October, I went to the Ohio Linux Fest. And even though I had, you know, I have been an active part of the community, the Linux community, for some, and when I say active, I mean as active as I can be. I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not a coder or anything like that. I'm a food scientist. I'm a vitamin formulator of all things. But I went to the Ohio Linux Fest, and even, you know, checking in the hotel that day, I sat in the hotel, and a lot of this goes back to me being introverted. I sat there and wondered, you know, why am I here? What do I have to offer? I don't really belong in this community. These people out there, I wish were my peers. You know, they work in the IT industry. I don't. You know, I'm a 41-year-old, out of place geek. That was what I was thinking. That was the mindset. But I don't know what had changed since the last conference like this I went to, the one in the Atlanta that stopped happening in the late 90s. Between that and last year when I went to Ohio Linux Fest. But Ohio Linux Fest really, really, really opened my eyes to how wonderful the Linux community is. It was just it's one of the best experiences I've ever had. It was, I was surrounded, I really felt like while I was there that I was surrounded by people of like mind. I felt like I could approach people. I felt like I could talk to them. I felt like they were all there for the same reason. And it's hard for me to put into words, but it was, there was a real sense of community there. And it's one I had not felt before. You know, I had been doing a podcast for a couple of years. I had a forum and an IRC chat room, and I had people emailing me telling me, yeah, they like the podcast stuff. But you know, that didn't come close. I mean, that wasn't even a hint of what this Linux Fest was like. And I really think, even if I had never podcasted one time, I really think that I would have gotten the same impression at Ohio Linux Fest. I don't think it had anything to do with me, and I feel even funny saying that, because I don't think I've arrived. I don't think I'm all that in a bag of chips, to use a probably dated cliche. But it, like I said, it's hard to describe. I really think that the Ohio Linux Fest epitomizes a perfect example of what is great about the Linux community. It's an event. It takes place yearly. I drove 10 hours, and there were people that drove further than I did. There were people that flew there from multiple states away, And it's different than a lot of the other conferences. And I don't say that authoritatively because I've only been to one other conference. But it's a conference. There's speakers, there's talks, there's corporate sponsors with booths. There's a .org pavilion, which a lot of conferences have this. No corporate entity had a bigger presence than anybody in the .org pavilion or the .org row, whatever you want to call it. In addition to it being a conference proper like that, it was a real social aspect to it, a social event to it, a geek party aspect to it. I'm not talking about the pre-party or the after party, I'm talking about the whole thing. It was really great. The atmosphere was hard to describe. If you've not been to Ohio Linux Fest, I hope you go. Even if you're brand spanking new to Linux, even if you feel like you have nothing to contribute, if you just feel like a consumer of Linux and have never given anything back and never filed a bug report, anything like that, it doesn't matter. Go, have your eyes open and see what it's like to be welcomed into the Linux community. That's one thing I think Ohio Linux Fest has excelled at, or at least it did in my case. I came there wondering, still after years of being, in and around Linux, do I fit in? Do I belong here? But as soon as I walked downstairs and into the conference or to the pre-party that night, I knew that I was welcome here, and it was a great, great thing. So if you've never been to Ohio Linux Fest, I encourage you to go. You'll have the time of your life. While I was at Ohio Linux Fest, I got to meet and talk to a lot of people. I talked with Don Paris, and I talked with Richard White, who is the I'm always worried to say his name wrong. He's like the organizer or the guy behind the Ontario Linux Fest. And I talked with a couple of other people about how great this would be if an event like this were to come to the Southeast, where I live, to the Carolinas, to the general Southeast area, to fill the hole left when the Atlanta area Linux showcase left 10 years ago. And I came back from Ohio Linux Fest just all excited. I mean, just super excited about this and pumped up about it, and went to my lug with the Ohio Linux Fest brochure. And if there's one thing I am not, it's a salesman. There are many other things I'm not too, but that's one of them. But I went to the lug and briefly, passed the brochure around, told everybody, in essence what I've just told y'all, sort of, is that this was great. I've never been anything like this in my life. We need to have something like this down here. And the response was sort of like blink, blink. It was just like you get almost hear crickets chirping. It was deaf ears. And I was a little discouraged, but, I marked it up to my ineptness as a salesman and just forgot about it, sort of. Guess I got discouraged, but for some reason, I've not talked about it anymore, but for some reason, a couple of months ago, David Nally, a guy in my lug, mentioned, maybe talking about this some more, and Jeremy Sands, one of the co-hosts at the SourceCast podcast, also got involved, and since then, and we got to talk about it on the mailing list, and there has been a super amount of buzz, going on 100 emails, possibly, maybe not that many, but a couple of three long threads on the UClug mailing list about a Southeast Linux Fest. And things have been happening sort of fast, and they've been happening in a seemingly at times chaotic manner, but nonetheless happening. Last night we had the first ever IRC planning meeting for the Southeast Linux Fest, and 35 people showed up. People as far away as Alabama and Louisiana and Virginia, people in Pennsylvania that are moving to the South, members from the Tri-Lug, the Research Triangle Park, Lug members in various states. In relatively short amount of time, lugs from all over the Southeast have been contacted, and I think four have thrown official support behind it. I read today on the mailing list that the Tri-Lug Leadership Board is having a meeting today to talk about how best to throw their support behind it. And things are happening quick. But to use a term that I thought aptly described the project in the state that it is right now, I heard this in IRC, that it is in a very embryonic state of development right now. It's just getting started. Nothing is set in stone. It's very volatile dynamics going on right now with the Southeast Linux Fest. Anyway, there is a wiki. It's at www.southeastlinuxfest.com/wiki. That's where IRC logs are going. That's where the agenda is going. There is a meeting in IRC every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. I'm thinking that eventually a, for lack of a better term, a board of directors will need to be put together from members of the regional lugs, so decision making can be streamlined. A location will have to be firmed up. A mission statement, new letters sent out to the lugs, representatives from lugs chosen, and details hammered out, and expectations set. You know, what do we hope to accomplish and when? Like I said, it's in the very, very early stages, but you know, things are happening, and I'm excited about it. It will be super cool to have something like this in the Southeast. I really think it should be modeled after the work already done by the High Linux Fest and Ontario Linux Fest. I put links in the show notes to both of those events. But it's something I'm excited about and something I wanted to talk about. And in sort of a really messy segue, I wanted to tie all this together and talk about the community. And being a part of it, I guess is what I want to say. You know, if a guy like me, if a 40, soon to be 42-year-old food scientist, vitamin formulator, who has had one programming class his entire life, and who's run a really lame web page on a computer from his home for 10 years now, and who started a podcast in his car, and who just rambles on and on about how much he likes Linux, if a guy like me can fit in this community, anybody can. If a guy like me can be welcomed into this community, anybody can. I think HPR is another good example of this kind of acceptance. If you're wondering what kind of difference can you make, if you're passionate about Linux, you can make a difference. If you care about Linux, you can make a difference. If little ways, like Hacker Public Radio. This is listener-supported radio, or community radio, or a community project, ever how you want to put it. Anybody can do this. If there's something if there's something you care about as the nerdy geek you are, record it. Put it up. I mean, if you care about it, people like you are going to care about it. And as was evidenced to me last October, there are lots of people out there just like us. And it was eye-opening for me. I wish I'd have known about this community and my being part of it a long time ago. So if you enjoy Hacker Public Radio, support it. Pimp it out. Talk about it. Get other people to listen. Contribute to it. I'm sure Enigma needs more contributors to it. And I'm also sure there are people out there that can talk more eloquently and more authoritatively than I can. So bring it on. We need people better than me to do this. But get involved, I guess is what I'm trying to say. If you care about Linux, if you're passionate about Linux, the community is waiting with open arms to welcome you into it. This show up, stuff will happen. I really don't know how to put it. We don't bite anymore. I think at one time maybe the Linux community did. But I don't see it happening anywhere near as much anymore. It's a really, really good thing, and it's neat. I'm really running out of words to describe it, but I just want to talk about that. And I guess as another small segue, I wanted to mention that Software Freedom Day is coming up September 20th. That is less than a month from now. So if you're a member of a LUG, well, go to softwarefreedomday.com first, or maybe .org. I can't remember. I'll put that in the show notes as well. But there are instructions there, more or less a how-to kit of how to put on a Software Freedom Day event. This is a good project for a LUG. Now, if you're not a member of a Linux users group or a Unix users group or anything like that, seek one out and join it. I think you'll learn a lot, and that's a lot of what this is about, is learning and sharing information. Anyway, I feel like I'm sort of sputtering here and I've run out of information. I just wanted to say thank you to the Linux community, to the free and open source software community, to the HackerPundit Radio community, for making me feel part of it, and for sharing with me, and for allowing me to share back. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of Hacker Public Radio. It seems like the ones I end up doing are always on Friday, so tune in again Monday for another edition of Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.